Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Well, hi, all you beautiful people out there. Oh, my God. I don't know what is going on. You know, when we did the teenage webinar, which, by the way, if you weren't on it, I'm telling you, what the channel put together changed my life. They just put together the whole way that beliefs are reinforced in teenage years and how we're playing them out in adult years. Unbelievable webinar. Gave me so much insight into stuff going on in my own life. So I thank everybody that was on the call with me, and I would definitely consider going in and getting it and listening to it, because it's powerful, people. Powerful. Okay, yes, thank you, Stephen. I see that. So we've been on and off with Blog Talk now 3 times. So we're just, thank God for Stephen, crossing our fingers, because during the teenage webinar, it dropped out after 60 seconds. Not minutes. 15 minutes. Okay. So we're having a few issues with a little old Blog Talk here, but we're on our way. So what I want to bring forward to you today is lots and lots of people are calling me, writing me, discussing with me about physical challenges. And so this morning, when a good friend called me about stuff going on in their family, I said, all right, what do we all need to know about all these physical challenges that seem to be coming up for people? So this is what the channel had to say. It took me to core belief number one, which is I can never be God. Which means if we can never be God, we can never create our own healing, and we go into doubt. And you know, doubt is the biggest sin against energy that we have. So then it took me to core belief 40, which is God betrays me, I betray me. Now, we know, since we are the God of ourselves on this plane, because nobody can think a thought, feel a feeling, or hold a belief for us that we do not choose, we are the God / creators / creative force of ourselves on this plane. And we betray ourselves with the belief that when I am connected to the I am not safe. So let me be clear. The I am is another word for God, is another word for the creative force, is another word for creation itself. Now, why would we not be safe to connect to the one power that we know is and will create what we want? because we're not safe, because if we don't get what we want, we don't know and can't know that we're the creators of ourselves, like Christ on the cross. Father, take this away from me, you know. Well, he didn't, did he? So I'm just trying to connect all of the old religious teachings with the brain science that we work with today. So it's a vicious circle thing, guys. If we don't know, if we don't own our knowing, if we don't move into our knowing about creating the state of health and wellness within ourselves, that we are the creative force that does that, we will continue to be in doubt. We will continue to question ourselves. And we will continue to feed the belief that I can never be God, especially around health issues. Now, that being said, it is still a true statement that while we are working on this and creating this knowing, which mankind has never had, we absolutely need to use the medical expertise that is available to us. And the more you do your own creation work around your health, the better the doctor is that you magnetize to yourself, the more he can help you, the more your body responds. So we're at the present moment, this is the highest end, at the present moment, we are in partnership with our self-creation of health and wellness and working with the medical profession who can help us when we fall out of our knowing. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. I thought that was very simply put together for you. Okay. So we're going to all get balanced today before we start. We are directing, because energy must have direction to take physical manifestation. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. Everybody's balanced, anybody's switched, we're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. All right, we be going to the calls, and we're going to start with Melinda in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Uh-oh.
I am going to jump right in.
Melinda?
Hello, yep, can you hear me?
Oh, God. Steven?
Hello?
All right, everybody just hang on here with me. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. Let me see if I can get Steven on the phone. Oh, I think he just came back on. Hang on, everybody. I do hear you, but I can't hear anybody. I brought Melinda on. I can't hear her at all.
Hello.
Melinda, you're on.
Okay, I am that I am.
There, now I hear her. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Hello,
Blog Talk,
you got
me? Yeah, I do have you. Blog Talk is just, I don't know. We may just have to find another place. Anyway, hold on. Let me, I'm balanced. I'm switched. You're balanced. Okay, we're good to go. Okay, what's up, baby cake?
Okay, I'm going to jump right in. I am right now currently in a little mini boot camp for women who do public speaking. And I'm right now I'm coming up with my like mission statement and what I want to talk about. I know I want to talk about improv skills as life skills. I just need to narrow that down because that's very broad. So I had this fire in my belly to talk about using improv skills while caring for someone with Alzheimer's, because I have a lot of experience, personal experience with that. And then I felt like, wow, that's a really heavy topic. Do I want that to be my only topic? And is that too close to my heart right now? Because I'm still working with my father to be speaking on that. I was
okay.
Curious what the channel or you might have to say.
The first thing that came in, Melinda, was that it's a very narrow topic for a wide audience.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Right. There probably wouldn't be as much of an audience for that topic as, say, improv for
so
wellness and self-care.
What they're suggesting is that, and I'm getting the number 7, that there are 7 points that you can address and present to everyone, and then take those 7 points and show how those 7 points can be used for work with Alzheimer's patients, can be used for work with children, can be used for work in the workplace, right? So that how long do you have to do this?
Oh, it's like a 4-day boot camp.
No, but how long is the speech?
Oh, that I don't know. This is all new territory for me. Right now I'm just kind of narrowing down exactly what I want to talk
about. But in the assignment.
Oh, and in the assignment right now we're working on like mission statements and just coming up with what our topic's going to be. A lot of these women already have their speeches. It's about how to just narrow it down. I know I'm not being very precise.
Okay. Well, I would suggest getting precise with yourself because they haven't given you enough direction for you to give yourself direction.
Right. Okay.
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 So,
but the channel is saying there's like 7 points that I can use, which is making sense to me. 7
okay.
things that you can use in improv that you can apply to different scenarios in life, be it Alzheimer's, talking to your children, wellness and self-care.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the high, and from a perspective of teaching, acting, and speaking, like I've done all my life, that's
right.
definitely what I would do, because the wider audience that you receive, right?
Right.
The wider audience that you can reach, the more people are going to be interested and drawn to your work.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. It was in your personal experience as a speaker, how long are most speeches?
Well, it depends on where, I mean, when I speak at conventions, sometimes I speak for an hour and a half. Hold on, Stephen, there's no switchboard up for me. Well, he hasn't answered yet. Okay. When you do a TED Talk, you're limited to 20 minutes.
Okay. It just depends on the venue.
Absolutely. But in this case, you need to start by giving yourself direction, Melinda.
Okay.
Do you understand? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, that was a great note that it was too narrow by just doing Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
if you
good.
Were studying with me, I would guide you, you know. And then if someone from an Alzheimer's company is wanting you, then they can say, come to you and go, could you do an hour talk just addressing improv with Alzheimer's patients?
Right, right. Perfect.
Right? Or
good.
Anybody
yes.
else? Okay. All right. You got it.
I got it. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome so much.
Okay.
We've got the switchboard back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kate in New York. You're on, I hope. I hear you.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Dee. I was taking notes, actually, while you were talking. I have a question about people-pleasing. And I know it has something – I know it is related to abandonment, because when you people-please, you're kind of like you're giving up what you want for what somebody else wants.
Well, bottom line, people pleasing comes from not knowing you're enough. Can I do this for you so you love me? Can I do this for you so you love me? Can I do this for you so you love me? Right?
Right.
And that makes me
yes.
feel better about myself and makes me trust myself more and makes me love myself more. But we know that we want to come from those places. Without needing other people to supply that for us, don't we?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why I feel it could be like, say if I was in a store and someone walks up to me, I would just move out their way, but they didn't actually say excuse me. So I don't know that, like, it's like I guess I'm more in tune with what they want than what I want.
Well, I think you know you want to walk out of their way. You want to get out of their way. You know, it would be lovely if they were. See, I think this is more around you feeling not
obligated.
Acknowledged.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
The highest thing.
And that's why I feel obligated.
Well, you feel obligated to people. And when you're obligated, then they can't come forward and do their part because you have to fill your obligation. So you want to make it
a choice. Obligation.
So you want to make it
like,
a choice. Like everything else, you want to make it a choice, Katie. Okay?
Okay, so if I want to stop and I want to do the opposite.
You tell me.
So
you tell me.
So
you've been on this.
Okay, so I would die. So I'm not going to say to myself, because I've tried, I no longer want to people please.
No,
so
you
I will
don't
say, I, right? So
direct
I would say,
anything from the negative.
Right. So I would say, I am commanding me to honor myself, respect myself, acknowledge myself, and feel good
and
about putting myself
first.
And
live in the
first.
Experience in that. Guys, there's so much up about actually acknowledging the experience that you're living in. Okay?
Okay.
You have to acknowledge when people honor, love, respect who you are. So start looking for those times when people come forward and do say excuse me.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, guys, so much up about this experience stuff. So much. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
All right. Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I have a teenager question.
Okay.
I navigated teenage years just with friends or by myself. So I have two things. If you can tap into how she was raised, or why was she so hands off with, we never talked about boys or
okay,
anything.
So
school dances.
It's not about your mom.
Oh.
It's about you.
Okay.
Okay.
What
so
am I
what beliefs did you put together when you were little?
Little.
Did she not have time for you?
No. She did have time for me.
Okay. So what would be the overall limiting belief you received from your childhood?
Support that I'm on my own.
Okay. Well, that's why she didn't talk to you. Because you had to be on your own. And you played that out in your teenage. This is why this teenager is, it's so important, you guys, if there's any way you can listen to it. We get the belief in childhood.
Uh-huh.
It gets reaffirmed. Because that is our belief, it gets done unto us in our teenage years. And then we build the rest of our life through that. So right now in your adult life, can you see how the belief, I'm on my own, is playing out?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what do you want to redirect it to?
Well, I think of the three pillars of how the world sees me.
Yeah.
That I am supported.
You bet. Everybody. I'm seeing a world where everybody comes forward to be with me, to support me, to guide me, to encourage me, to, since you went to it, to instruct me. Because that's what you talked about with
good
your
one.
Mom that she didn't do. Okay? And how do we do that? We feel a lot of love around us.
Uh-huh.
Not resentment.
Right.
Love around what we want. Okay?
So I guess one point of clarity, so when you're little, though, how did it start? Like, I felt I had to be on my own, that I didn't choose that.
Yes, you got that from your interaction with your mom.
Yeah.
And your dad, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay. So we know we're either taught our beliefs verbally or by what is modeled in front of us. So if people weren't there to help you when you were little, you learned real quickly, I'm on my own here.
Right.
And you take that through the rest of your life, sweetheart.
Yeah. And
okay.
the good part of it is I can do a lot of things as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I take risks.
I do
things that other people don't.
Well, great. And now.
Yeah.
Can bring the whole picture in by taking risks and doing things that you want to do and put it out there and allow everybody to come in and support you and teach you and help you.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I got that. I needed to hear that piece.
Okay. So, good. You bet. Yeah. It's not an either or thing, guys. Not an either or thing. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. It's been a while. How are you?
Good.
I have a statement, something that came through many, many weeks ago that I've been wanting to share. And I think it's relative to what we're talking about today and then just a question about relationships. So I was working with my pendulum and following up on a issue I was working through, and what it's happened twice where I was working with the sheets and what came up is go to sheet 7. Well, there's no sheet 7. And then when I went to journal and write down, what was coming up, what was coming through for me, I wrote down sheet 2. And so then I went to sheet 2, and the statement that stood out to me on sheet 2 is to heal myself so that I know that I am the I am. And I started to work with that. I've been, directing my day and,
Okay, well, let me stop you. Let me stop you, because there is a sheet 7.
Okay.
And it's exactly what you just said. This sheet is designed to totally move all energy into power. I am self-love. I am that I am. Thank you, God. I allow all energy to support me. I allow all energy to honor and bless me. God, bestow all your blessings upon me. And so it is.
And that's funny, because I have that as sheet 6. I don't have a sheet 7. But I've been using sheet 6 almost exclusively, that whole statement.
You're right on then.
Okay, exactly. So that's really interesting to me. But yeah, I stop at sheet 6, so I'm not sure, but sheet 6 for me is exactly what you just said. So all good, Dee. I mean, it's great. And
isn't that interesting, though, that you went to exactly what you were supposed to have?
Yes, and then in sheet 2, which is all the genetic subjects, in the middle of sheet 2 is the intention to heal myself so that I know that I am the I am. And that's really been powerful. And I think, I guess my question is, I wrote down everything I wanted in a relationship. I've been directing what I want in a relationship, and I am really struggling.
Struggling is not going to get you what you want.
And no, it's
they're
not.
Saying it's not about relationship. It's about the relationship with yourself.
Okay.
Okay. So hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page here. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. So do you take time for yourself? Do you honor yourself? Do you do for yourself?
I have been taking at least an hour, if not more, every morning to set my day, to do a meditation, to journal, and I have been very religiously doing that.
Okay, so in your
enjoying it.
In your relationship with taking more time for yourself. What does that bring up with taking time for relationships with others? I'm going right to your
away.
Mom.
Mm-hmm. It's taking time from the relationships with others. When I when I spend time on myself, it takes...
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yes.
It feeds your relationships with others, guys.
I'd like
the
to
more,
think so when I'm...
Well, I'm telling you, it does. And the more complete we are in our relationship with ourselves, the more complete we can be in our relationships with others. So that's the highest understanding. Right now, what I'm hearing is that you... Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Right now, Diana, you think it's an either or thing.
I do. I can see that And that's why I make sure that I do it first thing in the morning so it doesn't take away from.
Did you hear your words?
Mm-hmm. No.
So it doesn't take away. I do it first thing in the morning to enhance my strong relationships with everyone else.
Okay. I also like to do it first thing in the morning to set my day, right? And when I miss it, I'm too. Yeah. It's just a mess,
Me too. But you asked about relationships, and that's what it is that you think the more you do for yourself, the less you can create relationships in your life. And it works the other way, but not if you have that limiting belief. Okay?
I'll work. So, I will start using that and seeing, the three prongs.
The more we enhance the relationship with ourselves, the more we enhance our relationship with everyone and everything in the universe.
Okay.
And that feels
perfect.
Like a lot of love. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee. Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the teenager webinar and how that's showing up in my life right now. Listen to the replay. Mm-hmm. And here's what I put together so far. For me, the big message as a teenager was it's not safe to create who I am. And how that shows up now is like a fear of taking risks.
Yep.
Because in the past, like really bad. Yeah.
You're
really
right
bad
on.
Things happened when I took. Yeah. And how it's showing up now is just even a friend proposing like a part-time job, which would be a big change, but it's not life or death. And I'm just noticing how charged it feels. So I think that's connected.
It is most definitely connected. You're bingo right on. And so how do you want to recreate that belief?
Well, I've been saying, I've been directing, it's safe to create, I am safe to create who I am.
Yeah. Now.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you feel more love around that? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because right now when you say that, it's connected to fear.
Yeah, it feels like the energy's really coming up.
Guys, you know. Go to your love place first.
Okay.
Now, that's what it feels like to be safe to create you. That's what it feels like to take risks. It feels like love and excitement. Okay.
Yeah.
That you, whatever you want to create, you love it more. Just everybody write that down and put it up by your toilet or someplace that you're going to see it every day. Whatever I want, I love it more. Okay, until this is just ingrained in us to defer to that place of love. Okay?
Is there anything else I need to get in alignment about that possible job or really making a decision? Really?
Yeah, they're saying you've got the job. You just got to decide if you're going to receive it or not.
Yeah, it would be a big change. I don't know if it's a lateral move or not. So.
Well, I get a no on a lateral move. And if we ask, is it going to make me happy? The answer is yes, if you choose to allow it to make you happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Yeah.
If
yes.
If you go into
I have
it,
been wanting. Yeah.
If you go into it with apprehension and fear, then you start creating the job from the get-go from apprehension and fear, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
It would be a big change for my schedule, and I just wanted to...
Yeah, and change is how we grow, honey.
Yes.
Change is how we grow.
Yes,
change,
ma'am,
should be exciting. Otherwise,
yes.
You know, that's the easiest way to grow old is not to be open to new and exciting changes in your life. I will leave you with that.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Dee.
Okay. You bet. Michael, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Dee? It's always a pleasure to hear you speak and so forth.
Thank you.
Listened to you for a long time, and
I know you have.
I get quite a bit out of actually every one of your presentations.
Thank you.
The question I'm going to ask you, I asked before your show even started, and you've been answering it all the way through, which is kind of fun. I'm kind of overcome with fear lately.
That's because you're breaking out, Michael, because you got it, and now you don't have to keep getting it, and you don't know what the hell to do with yourself if you don't have to keep searching.
Oh, my God, you are so right on target. Jesus.
Yep. Pretty good channel here.
Okay, and all right, so I got it. What is a good daily practice to engage in?
Just, I know it. I got it. I know what I'm doing. And I'm ready for any and all kinds of expansion and new creation. Bring it on.
I will have a laminated sheet to do that in the next couple of days, and it will be
posted. And make it simple, Michael. Make it simple. You make it too complicated, honey. Your little mind wants to, it's kind of like Lanny's mind. Yeah, it's kind of like electrical engineer mind, you know? But really, just make it easier, okay?
Make it easier. I like that.
Yeah. I know it.
How do you make it easier?
I got it.
Tell me about that.
I know it. I got it. Come on, universe. Let's just expand. Now feel love around that, and that's it.
Really cool. Really, really,
okay.
Really cool. Okay. Thank you so much. Your stuff is outstanding. I wish I could do your two-day seminar with family and so forth. It's kind of difficult, but...
Yeah. Well, maybe you can expand into that next year.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yeah, well, Michael willing and the creek don't rise. Okay. Goodbye.
I wish you well, and I thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Ryan, you're in Alaska?
Yes, I'm in Alaska.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were in Alaska. I love that. He sent me a shot, you guys, of Bubba looking out his stateroom window onto the ocean. It was so cute, Ry. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. It's been a wonderful experience. I ran into a few service issues with the room and all that good stuff. So I identified it as, or the first solution wasn't working for me. And then I was kind of getting the belief that I'm not being heard. So I escalated it. It didn't happen. And then so I escalated it again. And then it finally got resolved. So it was, it was like, oh, I'm recognizing that I'm feeling like I'm not being heard, but now that I have, it's like everything is going smooth and good.
Good. Okay. So were you heard as a child?
Not always.
Yeah. And were you hurt as a teenager? Back to your question. Were you allowed to be your authentic self?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So you see how it played out here, and you rose above it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You said, okay, I'm not hurt. Oh, that's an old one. I know that one.
Yeah, that's
not, not going to live here anymore. Not going to do this anymore. I am heard, and I am respected, and I am loved, and all is delivered to me.
That's perfect.
Yep. Good for you. Good for you that you didn't cave and go into reaction and go, well, see, this is what always happens. Because you have plenty of proof that it doesn't always happen anymore. You have plenty of proof that you are a pretty awesome creator, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This whole crew was a creation.
Yeah, indeed it was. And that's how the little child, the teenager, and the adult, I'm telling you guys, when you get the understanding that they put together of how this all works out, it changed one of the biggest walls in my life. I just feel like I've been reborn. So... yeah, good for you, Ryan. Good for you, sweetheart.
Oh,
thanks
yeah,
for calling
empowering.
In. Have a great cruise, baby.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Megan in North Carolina, you have a recap?
I do, from 2 weeks
I'm
ago.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
Okay, so I called in and was talking about, you know, the death by a thousand cuts at my job. So I resigned. And then I got my doctor to write me out because I created illness and the administrator didn't acknowledge my illness so I could get away. So anyway, I'm away. I'm out. And now I am sitting with my creation process.
Okay.
All the tips you gave were really great. And I'm just wondering what, direction.
Well, you have to get clear about what you want, Megan.
Okay.
You know, when I say you're clear about what you want, it's a yes, no, which is a maybe.
Right.
So you sort of kind of know.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So that's your first assignment, is to get off and write down if you could have everything you want, what do you want to create?
Right.
We don't want
to. And I started to do that.
Well, finish.
Okay.
Because starting to do it gives you a yes, no.
Right. Okay.
There's not anything else. It's just get
clear
about what you want and feel lots of love around it because you're free now.
Right.
You're free to create anything you want.
Yes.
And
I'm beginning to feel that. It's growing.
That can either be exciting or it can be scary.
Uh-huh.
Choose exciting.
Yes. Yes, that's where I work on. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Super.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Always, guys. Again, the channel's very big on writing it down. Zoe in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Actually, I feel like I've gotten a lot of insights and answers from your introduction and previous callers.
Good.
I was taking care, or I am taking care of my mother with dementia, and then about 2 weeks ago, my husband had a medical emergency. He had spinal surgery, and I had to leave work, and he was out of work, so I was just feeling a little beat up and was wondering if there was something underlying that, some belief I had that was creating all this.
Well, Zoe, you know, everybody everybody else has a right to create themselves too. It's your reaction around their creation that we want to look at. Okay. So what was the overlying belief when you were little around giving yourself up for others or something similar?
I was told to kind of stay small and don't get too big.
Okay. And so one of the ways you stay small is to use One of the ways you stay small is to use other people and what's going on with them to stop creating your own life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, obviously, we want to take care of the people we love and support them, and we do not have to give up our own creation to do that. So what right now do you want to be creating? Are you still taking care of your husband?
Well, he's still in rehab for a couple of weeks. But interesting in giving up me having to stop work, my sister-in-law, who just lost her husband, a while ago, we had a business where we sold collectibles and unique jewelry and accessories, and we were thinking about getting back into that. And I feel really drawn to that. And the silver lining is this kind of gives me the space to do that now.
Well, good. So you turn a negative into a positive. Now follow through with what you want to do. Don't feel guilty about giving to yourself while you're helping support someone else.
Yes, and I've heard that with the self-care guidance that you gave to the previous caller. So I hear that loud and clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So just start feeling a lot of love and excitement around creating this venture that you want to move into. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Steve.
You bet. You bet, baby.
Great.
All right,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. I love all of you. Let's just sit in the love for a minute. It's a beautiful thing. And you know what? I don't have to have any reason to love you. I just do. Because I choose to. And you just can choose to love yourself and be the frequency of love in this world. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.